Hey y'all, welcome to A Dream Powered by STEAM, the podcast that empowers you to achieve your goals in and through science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Thank you all for tuning in to the very first episode of this wonderful series. Today, we'll be talking about STEAM in general. The next 5 episodes will cover each letter, and the 7th episode will be our big shebang, our last hurrah. Here today, I have my wonderful project advisor, Ms. Nina Cobb.
Hi, Alexa. I'm Nina Cobb. I'm an outreach educator and nurse. My philosophy is that work will win when wishing won. I am just so excited about being here and you starting your podcast. We are going for the goal, Alexa.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
So, let's talk about STEAM. Now, what is STEAM? By definition, according to Susan Riley, who is an arts integration specialist, STEAM is an educational approach to learning that uses science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics as access points for guiding student inquiry, dialogue, and critical thinking. Basically, it's a pretty stinking cool way to incorporate core subjects with a little fun. You may be more familiar with the term STEM. While STEAM has kickstarted many great initiatives and programs, it lacks the ability to truly showcase creativity. With the added A, ingenuity and innovation are able to flourish. So, why is it important? The world is ever-changing, which means our learning has to change along with it. With STEAM, there are no limitations on the education process. There is a certain model and certain standards that STEAM follows. According to Education Closet, the model is STEAM is an integrated approach to learning which requires an intentional connection between standards, assessments, and lesson design / implementation. True STEAM experiences involve 2 or more standards from science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts to be taught and assessed in and through each other. Inquiry, collaboration, and an emphasis on process-based learning are at the heart of the STEAM approach. And lastly, utilizing and leveraging the integrity of the arts themselves is essential to an authentic STEAM initiative. And that's basically the overview of STEAM.
Wow. Alexa, that's great. Oh, it's so good to be your project advisor and to learn these things. And most importantly, see you go for that goal. This is a wonderful project idea, a podcast. Wow.
Thank you. And now, my favorite part. We have arrived at the segment I like to call Steaming Hot, in which I ask my guests 6 hot and quick questions. Are you ready, Miss Nina?
I'm about as ready as ever. Let's see.
So, first question. What does the acronym STEAM stand for?
Really, Alexa? You want me to remember that? I don't know. Alexa, let me look at my notes. I do take notes. You did such a great job. STEM, science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics.
There you go. She got it.
I got it.
Now, which of the following fossils is the oldest? The trilobite, the snake, petrified wood, or the megalodon tooth?
The trilobite.
How did you know that?
Oh, because I was once a Girl Scout.
Oh, okay. Number 3, who invented the steam engine?
James Watt.
She knows more than I thought. Wow. Right. Number 4, the tanning rays of the sun are called infrared rays, ultraviolet rays, visible light, or gamma rays.
How about those ultraviolet rays?
Yes, ma'am. The Woo-hoo! UV rays. Make sure you wear sunscreen to protect yourself.
Yes.
Number 5. As you go down into a well, your weight increases slightly, decreases slightly, or remains exactly the same.
I wish I could walk in that well. It decreases slightly.
Yes. Now, number 6, the final question. What is a prefix meaning 10?
Deca.
There you go. She did it. She answered all 6 questions.
All right. What's my prize?
Your prize is being on this podcast.
Woohoo!
Okay, she did an excellent job. Now, let's talk about some fun STEAM initiatives, toys, and places.
Okay.
Now, for STEAM, I'm going to talk about toys in the elementary, middle school, and high school levels.
Okay.
For elementary, we have the Little Red Riding Hood Deluxe by Smart Games. This brain game for older preschoolers has 48 challenges. Preschoolers arrange pieces to create a path for Red Riding Hood, and maybe even the wolf, to get to a door of the house. For middle school, we have the Crayola Color Chemistry Set. Everyone who has come across a Crayola crayon has probably melted one, whether accidentally or on purpose. Crayola's Color Chemistry Set includes enough brightly colored Crayola ingredients for 16 activities out of the box and up to 50 with common household ingredients. Exploding volcanoes and colorful quicksand are just a few of the eye-catching experiments that you can look forward to trying. In high school, we have the Leonardo da Vinci Catapult Kit.
I like Leonardo.
Yes, me too. Children will learn all about physics as they build a miniature replica of the Leonardo da Vinci's catapult. All the pieces are pre-cut, and the instructions are easy to read, making this kit an ideal present for children 12 and older. And now, we move on to the places. You can visit the Kennedy Space Center, the Franklin Institute, or the Mo Math Museum. The Mo Math Museum is for everyone, even those who dread math class. You will have a new attitude towards the subject as visiting the National Museum of Mathematics in New York City. And during your next visit to the Big Apple, stop by 11 East 26th Street in Manhattan to combine math with tons of fun. Interactive exhibits include unique activities like riding a bike with square wheels, using statistics to sink a basketball in a hoop, and creating a human tree. You'll also become a puzzle master while learning how often math pops up in our everyday lives without you even noticing it. So STEAM is really everywhere.
It is.
And no one really knows about it. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, to expound upon, you know, awareness of it.
Wow. I think this is a wonderful project. I'm learning just sitting here with you these few minutes. STEAM, wow, I can't wait to share your podcast and information about STEAM.
Thank you. Well, we have reached the end of this episode. But no fear, there are more exciting episodes coming. Make sure to come back for the next one to see if science really can be fun. Bye now.
Bye.